The gospel in which we just heard is a continuation from last week in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus is giving us an example of how our friendships should be like with one another. Not only with one another, but inevitably what our relationship with God is going to be like. And it's the very common saying, one which we've heard over and over, about the splinter and the beam. It's so common to us that I almost guarantee that we have quoted it to other people, and other people have quoted it to us whenever we think we're being critical. That at times we can be on one side, and at other times we can be on the other side. And as I was thinking about it, and I've noticed in my own life, that there's kind of two unhelpful responses to it. The first is when someone quotes it to us, we can kind of become defensive and we can say, you know, why are you being critical? Why are you being so critical of us? And on the other side, when we're quoting it to someone else, sometimes we just do it so that we can point out the failures, the shortcomings of other people. And I think both of those responses are quite unhelpful. And it's definitely not the intention that Jesus had when he was giving us this. And actually, both of these points are quite ironic. Maybe you've seen it in your own life. I've definitely seen it in mine. But when we say to someone to stop being critical, to stop judging us, most of the time, even if their intentions may not be completely pure, there is still some truth to what they're saying. It's usually not until, you know, we've made a couple bad decisions till we start saying, you know, only God can judge me, that it may be true what they're saying, that there may be something inside of me that does need to change. And the second point is that we just point out the failures in someone else. And the reason that I think that becomes ironic is because it's typically when we are pointing out the failures in someone else, it is that failure in which we're pointing out that probably needs to be fixed within ourselves. And I've noticed this over the last couple weeks. There's an instance in which I was getting frustrated with some bad communication, that something wasn't being communicated to me. And as I sat down and I was being truly honest with myself, I had to realize that part of the failure was that I was dropping the ball on communication as well. That this person did really not tell me what I needed to know, but I also wasn't keeping in contact in ways that I should have, that maybe would have helped them communicate to me. That what I was being critical in them is something that I needed to hear myself. And like I said, these aren't just about our relationships with one another. They have to do with our relationship to God. I can't tell you how many times in prayer when I've become frustrated and said, you know, why am I not seeing this clearly? Can't you help me out? Why don't I hear this? And I'm becoming frustrated with the lack of communication in God, when in reality it's probably because I haven't been taking the time to pray. I haven't been taking the time to communicate to God, and I'm getting frustrated that he's not communicating to me. But it's not just completely negative. That's not what this is about. Jesus did not have these negative intentions when he was giving this teaching. I think his real reason for why he was saying this can be summed up in a very nice phrase of that you can't give what you don't have. We want to give people everything. We want to show them the love that we have, our love for our spouse. We want to show them that the love that we have for God, the joy that we have, we can't give that if we ourselves don't have it in the first place. We can't be critical of someone for their lack of communication when we don't have that ourselves. You can't give what you don't have. You can't take a splinter out if you have a beam in your eye. Lent is just about to start. And it's an incredible time for us to really take a deep look at ourselves to see, you know, what is it within ourselves that may be causing the splinter? What is it within ourselves that is preventing us from becoming closer to God? Not only becoming closer to God, but through our example, helping other people become close to God. What is that splinter in our life? It's great to be able to give up chocolate, to give up something like that for Lent. Lent is an incredible time in which we can rid this stuff from our life so that we can accept Jesus more. But I guarantee you'll have an even better Lent if you take the time to have that self-examination to see what that splinter is and to give that up for Lent. Whatever it is, are you judgmental? Are you gossip? So then maybe your penance is whenever you feel like you're about to gossip, you just say a quick prayer for that person. Whoever that is, you just say a quick glory be for them. And that'll help you remove that splinter. It'll change the way you look at things. But like I said, it is good to give up chocolate, but there can be a better approach to Lent. Lent is not a burden. Lent is an opportunity for us to purify ourselves, to prepare ourselves, so that we can receive the incredible miracle of Easter. If we don't prepare for it, we're not going to understand it. And the church very wisely gives us these couple weeks so that we can prepare for it. So I encourage you guys in these couple days leading up to Ash Wednesday to take some time to pray, to grow in self-knowledge, to see what is it, what is that splinter in my life that I could give up so that I can receive Jesus better at Easter and through my example lead other people closer to him so that they may have a better Easter as well.